Siman Tov Kuf Hespov Sif Ches. Dabar Shein Bimina Bimachuber Shehuva Liyisrael Biyam Tavrish and Shal Rosh Hashanah. So if there was no malacha involved, it was not Bimina Bimachuber. It wasn't the case of Seda or Koitzer.
Was
the only issue we hear? It was not Bimina Bimachuber. So there's no issue, right? So Shubli Sobiyam to Rishon Shosh Hashanah Mutzer B'Sheni. It's Mutzer on the second day. Okay, so we don't consider the Gabi the Halach of Tchumen. So the issue over here is Tchum. So the Gabi Tchumen, we're going to be Mekel. We're going to count the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as two different days. So even though Gabi the Halach is a Mechubra, we consider it a Yom HaRichta. That's more chomer, but the Gabi Tchum we consider it as two separate days. Within the Shabbos Yom Tov Smuchim Zelazeh, that it's brought on Shabbos, you're allowed to use it on Yom Tov. Mishibros of Katan Samuch Vov, Mutter B'Sheni, Bichdeshe Yosu, you wait that night, go Bichdeshe Yosu, Alva Gavdinyan Bukhubber, Machrin and Bezeh, Kuliyama, Machashin, they Kiyama Harichta, Kaliyabu Sefalov, Kapi, comes the something which is yes, and there's a malacha involved with Kaitzer, where Machmir is the one long day. Mishkumen of the Kilo, Loy Machmirin, and it comes to Tchumen, we're more Makel. Would in the Shabbos Yom Tov Smuchim, Pirish Imhuva, Bishabbos, Samu Zion, if it was brought in Shabbos. Mutter be Mutzi Shabbos, because also it's Mutter and Mutzi Shabbos, which is now Yom Tov. Because also Avagav the Chal Oz Yom Tov Rishon Shal Yom Tov. Even though that's the first day of Yom Tov, who didn't be Chal Shabbos after Yom Tov? Vashach Kan Achanim, which is we said before this issue of Achanim, because the beginning of let's say Yom Tov was Friday Shabbos. The beginning of Thursday night when Yom Tov started, this item was Mechuber. It was not Roy. Comes out there's a hachana issue that this thing is making it muchen for Shabbos. The act of the tlisha and Yom Tov is making muchen for Shabbos. So that's a problem of hachana from Yom Tov to Shabbos, which doesn't work. But over here, the fact that the item came yichus etchum is not considered a hachana. This is not the hachana of this of a person doing being meichen preparing for something. It's that item which was not usable and comes to the state of being usable. On Yom Tov, which is Arab Shabbos, it doesn't get a shame muchen for Shabbos. So that's only true if the item was intrinsically not usable that was attached to the tree. But if the item was just beyond the tchum, that's not something which would be considered a chana issue. Okay, tests. Yisrael Shashigar Darin Lechaveiroi Ayyadei Eni Yehudi Merav Yom Tov. Reuven sent Shimon a present with the goy shliach erev Yom Tov. When he's akev and Yehudi v'viyam b'Yom Tov mechus etchum, the goy got held up whatever reason, and he didn't arrive erev Yom Tov as originally planned. Mm-hmm. He came in on Yom Tov mechus etchum. So mutar afilu the misha huva bishvilon ochlam. So he said before that in case it's brought mechus etchum the saucer. And the reason why it's also is because there's a gzera, you might ask the goy to do it for you. Well, over here, it's not shy because it wasn't one of the goys, it belonged to a Jew. So you can eat them. Also, the chol yisrael, the tal talam chutz yarba amas, a chutz le'ir hamukheves chayma, a chutz le'mibser, shiyadu a shokhev chayma le'dira. So you can't move it. It has a tchum issue. It's outside of its tchum. Someone else has a tchum only has dalet amos. Either you can move it with dalet amos. If it's been placed inside in a closed city, you can move it the whole area of the city. Or a case of a mifzer, it's like a fort, like an enclosure, which is the whole area inside there is considered like dalet amos if it was hukuf ladira. Hook of the deer, you remember which we had way back when in Tchelik Dalet, meant that there was homes there before you built the walls. Hagov Davka Shah Yadaita Me Esmol, the less we is a muksa. Since the recipient knew he's getting the item, so it's not muksa. So you plan on the getting it, so it's not muksa. I would in the Hoyol of Daita Me Esmol, he wasn't aware of it. I would have the less we is a tchumen, as a Mishu muksa. You're going to have an issue, a muksa problem. If he wasn't planning, it's going to. Why is it considered muksa? The cholsha yisrael tzarech hachadim b'yam afilu mishalehuva bishvilei osim. It's not considered muksa to use because it was beyond the tchum. So that's an issue of. It was so much the person was Maksadas. He said, he's going along the lines of Rashi. Rashi Shita was, if you remember before, the Gabi Muksa, that when it comes to on the Yomtiv itself, but the fact that you did not pick it before Yomtiv is equivalent of being, like Bedafka choosing not to. And even Rav Shimon, who only holds a Muksa by Gergus and Simukim, which are Dachib Yadayim, this is the equivalent of Dachib Yadayim, Rashi says. So the decision not to use it, not to get it, is equivalent to Avalocha making it being maksa b'yadayim, and it's muksa. So this item which is beyond the tchum would have a similar type of situation. So the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Samaches, the Mishnah would be shulay below shayach kan lemigzer, shahachal lemigzer shema yerma lo la'akum lohavi. Maybe you'll ask the goy to bring it. That was the reason why we asked it before. The answer is because the chosak can maybe ha'akam peiros of bishul yisrael. The goy is bringing it as a present to the Jew. The goy is bringing his own peiros as a present to the Jew. So the Jew might be able to ask the goy to do him a favor because the goy, you see, wants to help him. Avalcha ein la'akam zeh shum shayches vehekorus the yisrael amakabel. He has no friendship and relationship with the recipient. Rashachus of the Yisrael Kamahudov, he's doing it for the sender. This is all talking about a case where the goy could have come early and he spent longer traveling than expected. He sent it in such a way that it was impossible to get there before Yom Tov. Only get there on Yom Tov. Raise the osur b'achila l'mishu b'shuloi. So then the work is done for the. Was brought mechusas tchum for Pliny. So the same way, if the goy chooses on his own to bring a mechusas tchum, it's a problem. So if a Jew sets him up to bring it mechusas tchum, that's part of what the Jew basically arranged because it was impossible for him to bring it beforehand. So that's osur. Because the ma'aseh and nisr was done for him. Okay. The filah ben isakev, the case where the person was. Because delayed, which we said the mutter, come welcome him to Hadarin who Dorish Yesh Bimina Bimachomer. The dog of Shesh Bimina Masha Nitzariam. So, if this item is something which can theoretically have been an issue of the Raisa to access it, even though what was sent to him was from before Yom Tov. So what's relevant whether it's attached now on Yom Tov? Yeshlocha Shema Hichlif Akum Begarua Mimenu Shinukutsu Shinitzeru Etzo Hayyami B'Yom Tov. He might have exchanged it, taken the good ones he was given to deliver and give lesser quality which he picked today on Yom Tov. And therefore, in the Kalman Menu Elim Kain Chosim B'Chosim Al Adarach Shinitzbar B'Yerdeya Simekufil Ches. You have to be able to know for sure that what you're receiving is what the other person sends. Otherwise, you would have this chashash of maybe exchange it, and what you're getting is something which was picked today. I will also the Yichol Yisrael, nobody can move it because it's Chus Tzum, Kenal B'Sefei. Then he said, however, this halacha is all talking about a person who was planning, had plans from before Yom Tov to use his item. He knew that Pliny was sending him a matana. He was expecting the matana. So in that situation, it's not muksa. But in a case where he was not aware of it, even though all you're dealing with is tchum, there's no malach involved. Avagav the lesbi, there's only a problem of tchumen. Perish the lack of the meser mishum bor mechus tchum kimen dein la noch yishum shaychus the yisrael hamakabu b'chanal. Even though there's no iser of tchum, because the guy wasn't bringing it. We can't ask or that Yisrael might ask the guy to do it for him because the guy has no relationship with the Makabel. He's just a shliach for the sender. Like we said, it's even though that's not a problem, but there's still a problem of muksa, also mishum muksa. Now, with that, the das, kamach renim lachokl b'zeh, loshech b'zeh, muksa. It's not really muksa. The barli mohiksum, the owner, which is the sender, wasn't max of them. The das of barli mohiksum, aknoisim b'zeh, lachilim lo. His intention was to give it to the other person to use to eat, so he wasn't being maxed. We said a makabel like a muksa, he can't make a muksa. Lo yehei ela peris hefker shabo mitchus etchum shabo tolochel and alva pishalo hoyadai to alov. As long as if you bring in peris which are hefker, so there's no owner at all, so it's also what to eat. The only case which should be also the case of the Jew had Paris beyond the Tchum. The Goy brought the Jew's Paris. So that'll be Muksa. Why is that Muksa? The Kimon, the Yodu, Behenna, Bailam, Hibadyam. The Bailam knew that he had these merchandise. And but he chose not to. So then, he chose not to go out before Yom Tov and pick them and bring them in. So he basically saying, I'm not planning to use these things over Yom Tov. So having the muksa. Now comes the goy, takes the pears which belong to the Jew, which the Jew could have picked before Yom Tov, and chose not to, which is equivalent to being maxed, brings it for the Jew on Yom Tov. And says, sorry, it's muksa. That's the only case which theoretically would be an issue of muksa, because here the person has actively decided not to use them for Shabbos. So he's basically being Messiah Das from them. But in every other case, it's not really up to him to make such a decision. The sender isn't calling the muksa either. The sender wants you to use it. It wasn't like the case the person like went actively and stored it away. Ella Sharika Kamakim Ikram Lishtamash Bahem. Well, Shahmaza Isr Muksa. It was far away, so you didn't want to schlep. That's different than making a conscious decision, I'm not gonna use this item. And therefore that's you're making it muksa. I'm just saying, you know, right now it's a schlep, if somebody brings it for me, it's a day, I'm very happy. Madina Kamashir Kosim Makara Basiv Hey. Ayin Shams. Then you'll have the lochus of the case where Goy brought it. There's no problem with muksa. Because only Rabbi Yeshi is from Cholav Shasatchak. We summon on that opinion of Shasatchak. Because the man the Isli Isser muksa biyomtiv. Our man the Lesi Isser muksa biyomtiv. Loshecha klal kolkach kol ikir hagozu. This whole discussion whether it's muksa or not is only like one mandam. For another opinion, this whole thing is irrelevant. Okay. Simtovkuf Tezai.
Holds nothing's muksa
anyway. We had that before. There's an opinion which holds. Nothing muksa is not a correct statement. He holds we pass like Rav Shimon by Yom Tov. Chazak Reb Shimon ben Yomtov, Reb Shimon has a very limited list of what things which are considered muksa. What?
According to him, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda about on Shabbos.
No, either we pass on like Reb Shimon by Shabbos, like Reb Yehuda by Yom Tov, we are more machmer by Yom Tov than by Shabbos, or we pass like Reb Shimon by both, and this is no din muksa by Yom Tov. So now that statement is really misleading. We discussed it. You know, Reb Shimon agrees with certain types of muksa. He just disagrees to muksa of the idea of something being stored away makes a muksa. So I have a store in my basement, which I sell clothing. I sell talasim in my basement.
That's
so I'm keeping.
Even according to Rabbi Shimon.
So those are things which I potentially could use because I might need a talus. But I designate it for business, for schar purposes. You need, it's merchandise for sale. So according to Shimon, in the middle of Shabbos, if I need a talus, I can use it. I'm not maxedas, it's something which I might be able to use. According to Yehuda, that's muksa.
Hey, shouldn't maksa das means like set your das?
Maksa means to set aside.
Right.
To like set it out of your mind. So Rosh Shimon's sheet is whenever not person never really maksa das or something which you might potentially need. So no, but Rosh Shimon does agree to certain types of muksa. He agrees to klishim latalis, or he agrees to muksa machas chasaran kis, he agrees to muksa machas gufay. He doesn't hold a muksa machas aitzer, that muksa, which is the whole muksa, hinges on the person's decision to use it for something else. We say, you know, in the back of his mind, he's saying, you know what, you can't send it for myself, I'll use it, I'm going to use it. So, the back of his mind, according to Reb Shimon, when he designates this thing to be a talus to sell, he's thinking, if I didn't really need it, I'll use it, and I'll deal with it. So, that's what means. Shimon doesn't hold a muksa. So this whole discussion over here, it's like muksa, because he decided not to go pick it.
What muktzah does Rabbi Shimon hold? There is muktzah machmas gufo, muktzah machmas chesaron kiz, klishim latalisur.
Yeah, right. I mean that's not a full list, but that's the idea.
Mm-hmm.
His main issue is with muktzah comes from that the person actively saying, I don't need it for this, I'll use it for that. Without any compelling reason, just because it's, you know, certain kids, I can't use everything else. It's too valuable to use something else. You, I could, just, I don't want to, because I want to keep it to storage or for selling. So I might change my mind. Simon Tovkuf Tezai. Din Eza Deborah Mutorim Lashach B'Yamtiv. Are there any limitations of what you're allowed to send as a present on Yamtiv to somebody else? So since it's Yamtiv, you're going to send them a present. You're allowed to sell it. The more says you can even take it through Shus Rabim, which it looks like you're going for people will notice it. It looks like you're going for maybe you're sending some animals. Or maybe it looks like you're planning to go and to do business. They're matter. Even though they're alive, they have not been shechted yet, that's also a valid matana, and he'll shecht it. V'yenus shmonim uslosses, so wines, oils, and fine flour, kidneys, or beans, legumes. I would like to So why can't you send to war? Fishim chaseres tchina shimulacha ser b'yamtiv, because I can't send on something yamtiv which is not usable. It's not really usable because since you need to grind it, Chazal said you can't grind on yamtiv, so that can't be something which would be that you could send. So cotton olive, the shekel is where b'yamtiv. Hanadur, you're sending it as a present. I feel there, so I mean, even though you're going through a public thoroughfare, A, it's noticeable, B, you're doing malacha d'raisa, it's mutter, it's a tzarech yom, it's time to remove his life. Kim shechel chaver lehanas mehem, it's something which is theoretically usable. Kesh shechel meni maichel v'kelem v'begodim, shorli shamash mehem, he sends them things which you could use right away, food, kelim or clothing. Kilakamei. Filu im shaleach loy balichai. Or you can shecht them. The sechild. You can shecht it. If it's alive, you can shecht it. Filu im hu yadeya shechver lo yishul tem. Even though I know he will not shecht them. Since they are usable, so I can send it to you. You choose not to, that's your business. If he doesn't, the oyster muksa be yamtiv, muksa applies in yamtiv. It's not an animal which is been designated for the purpose of birthing calves, children. So if it was Omer the God of Lotus, so it's not that, which means it's potentially usable for your plan to use it for chilu. So the animal is not muksa. Mechain be'oif sistami istamoif. If you designate the chicken to lay eggs, so you're not planning to shecht it, so that's aksor. Then it's muksa. According to everybody, it's muksa. You actively designated them for a purpose which is not, that you're not going to shecht them. And eat them. The kidney is the fish of derech levashtam shleiman belotchino reim filled the babiyam. Since the derech was those things, you didn't grind them and make them into a flour. Rather, you just cooked them as is, so that's not a problem. But by grains, you have to grind them, and that's a problem. I will let the word dalit bein mechitim or sharmini to whether it's any type of grain, whether it's wheat or other types of grain. You can use the kernels as is. So you're saying that what's the problem? It's muksa. The problem is that it's going to be a problem of muksa. You can't send it because you can't use it. You could use them. You could take them and roast them and eat the kernels. It tastes good. In general, that's not what you're dealing with them when it comes to grain. Since in general you use grain, you grind grain, and grain you cannot do in yamtiv. So it looks like when you're schlepping it, you're not doing it for yamtiv because yamtiv you can't do anything with it. So our conclusion either can be Elavai, he's planning to bring in somebody who will use it as is. Or, if I'm a little more cynical, I'll say that he's schlepping it for tomorrow, which is awesome.
I'm trying to remember back to Chum didn't want to do the hand grinding with that, the way they do with spices. They didn't want to promote that.
They permitted by spices to do that,
right.
But you can't do grains like that because since the grains was larger amounts, chazal did not were not matter, even smaller amounts. So over here, near belachosu the shulah tzarachol, the mechzik misasek biyomtiv tzarachol, but also looks like you're doing something for yomtiv for chol, which is also. Thomas says kimokol amacharim the also the shulah chafil b'makom sheisher, even though it's an eruv. The issue wasn't the malacha, the issue was the marasayan. It looks like you're doing the charcoal. Kishim achsaris tchina, valvagav the sa'urim. Chazan the behema bli tchina, you can feed barley to the animal as is. Kamakam ruben omnis the tchina the michael, but the majority is not used like that. It's used to feed people and it's ground. So that's what it's omnis for. So now it's not usable. I don't think, because you can't do tchina. The case he actually needed for an animal, you can't not carry a yomtiv the tzarach behemoth. This is the raisa. In the case where there's an Arab, you can send to him. had there been no Erevs, then you can't discuss sending for the animal, because you can't care for the animal. So we took care of that. So now, the question is, now there's an Erev, so it's not a problem of carrying it. But now the question was, that wasn't what you had to do with it. But a person which he has this need, because he simply had das for that purpose in the back of his mind. Yesh Mokrim Gam Bezeh, that they say that we said, like we said before, Mestam, the person still even a case where he needs it for his animal, but that doesn't take away that there's a potential even in a case where there's an Erev, there's no problem with Saw. And so the kind of what the problem is, the Chara, there should be an Isra Muksa. So since he was planning to use it, Mechaber needed it, he was planning to use it, if it's not Muksa. Some say even that is true, it is Muksa. They said it is Muksa, even though the fellow had an animal which needed it. When you send something in Yom Tov, you can't send it with a large group, like a row of people traveling. See people carrying this big present, each one of the same type of stuff. That's awesome. Each one carrying a different item, that's mutter. So, it's some type of a parade. Sure of Vav, Sivkat and Vav. The Avshim Milsa, the matter creates attention. And you're a Kamalichalim Kamashuk, looks like you're taking it to Shecht, taking it to sell, which is Osir. Feel Derech Mavi, whom are ever Osir the Shecht. So even if you're going through a Mavi, it's still Osir. If they're just all confused, and one guy's going first, second, and later on he moves back to second, this guy moves up to first, no specific order. That's not called Keshura, therefore, it's going to be Mutter. They disagree with this Heter. So since each min is a different person's carrying it, each min is only one person bringing, not three people bringing. That's why that's a mutter.
Look like they're doing business.
It's three different things. Each one, that might be a tzarech yom tov, that I need for this. I need this item, I need that item, I need that item. Yeah, but they're carrying different things. If they're carrying the same thing, so what's up is they're carrying, three people laden with the same thing. I want it for business purposes. But I have different things. I didn't need different things. Each person's bringing me something else that I need. Okay. Gimel. Mashach and Kalim Alva Pish Enam Tzvurim. You can send clothing, even though... It's still lacking being sewn, which you cannot do in Yom Tov. Shem Ruyim L'Shalim, because you can lean on them, you can sleep in them. For the Yeshbim Klayim, for they have Klayim, Yimehem Kashim. So we'll see. Mishmar will flesh out a little bit more. That by Klayim, there are two Yisrael by Klayim. One is Yisrael of wearing it. Second Yisrael is sitting on it. Regardless of the issue of Klayim, of sitting on it, not wearing it, if it's an item which doesn't curve up onto the body, stays hard, you know, fairly hard, so that they did not. So this is halua. You cannot bring the item on you. I'm not bringing the item on me. I'm sitting on it. But if it goes, when you sit, you sink into it. And when you sink into it, means that part of the item will come up around the side of the person. That's what happens when you sink in. So here, there's an issue of halua. You're bringing the item on you. So that's a problem. Of climb, but it's not going to sink in. It's going to go up around him. So then, we didn't answer that. There's always no climb in that situation. So I can therefore send it on Yom Tov because he could use it. You may have caution if they're hard. Mashal can tefillin. You can send tefillin as a present on Yom Tov, even though you don't wear tefillin on Yom Tov, but. They're usable during the weekdays. Since during the weekdays they're usable, so they're valid kli. And I want to give this present. And there's a simple yom tov valve. I enjoy giving you this present of this $10,000 pair of tefillin, even though you can't use it on yom tov. But there's tzarich yom tov. The yom tov is, wow, I got this beautiful tefillin. So exciting. There's a simple yom tov valve in that. These are even what they're going through shes harabim. Sifkat and test. Can't not be shenat tzurim. Tahana begadim. It's like clothing. Loy minol shenat tzurim. But a shoe which is not sewn is not an option. Shenat oisin. But bechol kamoshu who bleeds tzurim. There's no way to use it as is. Clothing I can lean on. I can take the cloth, fold it over, put it as a pillow under my head. Right? I can use it as a mat underneath me. See, even though it's not fully sewn and not usable as is, that's still acceptable. If it's fully sewn, obviously I can accept it. A person can say, I can accept it. Because it's theoretically usable for Yom Tov. So that's a very nice matana for Yom Tov. But over here, it's something which I cannot use on Yom Tov. I can't sew it. But the answer is I could use it theoretically. I could use it for a different purpose. But that being said, he says, but a shoe, that would not be true. What can you do with a shoe which is not fully sewn yet?
If they're hard enough and flat enough that they don't bend up onto the person, that's what he means. He says they're kosher. Shachon tefillin is a lemur. Kshen tefurim is kodim kol tzarchon. The tefillin were not lacking sewing like the case before, but they're fully done, ready to use. Shehen ruim lios noos v'hen b'chol. You could be proud of the fact that you have them in the weekdays. You feel good about it. So you're allowed to send the kimin shuruim. They're right to wear them during the weekdays. Double p. Shalosh lahoitzi shum davar b'yamta kol shein atzarach loy v'hen mitzia l'atzarach el. So basically, what I'm doing is I'm dipping your tefillin to use for tomorrow. That's all, sir. I can't. Carry malacha for tomorrow. Because she's brought a simon cult of his chas. Come welcome. Came in. Shuna hana samech b'masha mishalech d'aron z'chaberi. I raise a tzarech simchus yomtiv. I enjoy sending presents. So for me, this is a tzarech yomtiv. You enjoy getting presents. So that's why I enjoy sending them. So that's what it's mutter. But something which is not usable as is, therefore even say, well, send it during the weekdays, I'll deal with it. Yeah, but during the weekdays you have to do something, you have to grind them. So they're not really usable as is. As long as there's some type of need, you can carry Yom Tov. What's the Shalchan? Miriam, you can't send gold jewelry. Even silver jewelry is possibly questionable. She says, you can wear them, so you can send them. So what's the issue? Issue is, a fancy piece of jewelry that not everybody can wear, so maybe that itself takes... that it's not really an acceptable present to accept on to send on Yom Tov. He said, but we many priests can hold that.